The LG Grand Prix Show on Talk Sport. Life's good with LG.
You're listening to the LG Grand Prix Show. We're looking back at the Formula One season with me, Andy Goldstein, Jason Cundy and Eddie Irvine on Talk Sport. I'm sure Eddie, who's still with us, is a big fan of Pink Floyd.
I love Pink Floyd. It was the second album. But Animals was the second album I bought.
Okay,
after so AC/DC, If You Want Blood.
So it's close to your heart then, Eddie.
Yeah, I really like Pink Floyd. Actually, I just missed Roger Waters in Miami the other day.
Well, listen, you're not going to miss another member. We can speak to former Pink Floyd rocker Nick Mason. He's on the line now. Good evening, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But just to make it clear, I'm not the former member at all.
Oh, you're cool.
Unless someone has replaced me.
I'm replacing you, Nick. I'm replacing you.
Oh, my God.
Nick, there's only one way to break it to you.
No, I understand that Fernando Alonso is looking for a new job, so maybe I'll
Hey, Nick, listen, thanks so much for coming on the show. I know you're a massive fan of F1, and I know you're a massive fan of fast cars. What came first for you?
Which, you mean between music and
car
racing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm now so old, you have to understand that when I was a boy, rock and roll hadn't been invented. So it has to be cars, because my dad was involved in cars. He made films about motorsport, and he used to race himself. So I was sort of brought up in a motor racing environment.
Many people like fast cars, don't for some reason like F1, but you're a massive fan. Tell us when you first started getting into F1.
Into F1? Well, of course, I was taken to Silverstone by my dad, so I actually got involved in F1 in the mid-50s, I would think. You know, I saw people like Fangio race, and then I saw Stirling Moss race. So I sort of actually, I've followed it at some level, you know, for the last 40-odd years.
So you've seen all the changes, Nick. For your money, excuse the pun, what was the best era of F1? What was the best era you saw?
Well, obviously, when Eddie was driving, you know, what a hero.
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
Okay, listen, Nick, he's not listening, honestly. What's the real answer?
No, I think it's a bit like the question about music. You know, when's the greatest era of rock music? The answer is there isn't a single answer to it, because there are great drivers from every era.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, for me, I'm actually a fan of some of the really old drivers. Nuvolari, for me, is still one of the great stars from the 30s, a guy who drove, you know, for Alfa Romeo and then for Auto Union.
Okay.
Who's your favourite driver of all time, Nick?
Don't fish, Eddie.
Not me.
Well, second to Eddie. Nuvolari, I think, because he was so committed, drove, you know, and had this sort of, he was the sort of wild man of motor racing, really.
Mm. Nick, I've
picked people from every era, and a lot of them do different things. You know, I'm a huge fan of Stirling, because Stirling's still around with all the stories of racing during the period.
Mm.
And you can admire a driver without actually liking him particularly. Mm. No names, no Schumachers. I mean, no Petrol. Yeah.
Do you have one of Nuvolari's cars?
No, I don't. I did have an Alfa Romeo 8C, which was exactly the sort of car that he drove. And I have driven the Auto Union that he drove, which must have been one of the most frightening cars. It had an engine about as powerful as a modern Grand Prix car, rear-engined, when they hadn't really worked out how to set up the handling of these cars. And they were driving on pretty sort of average tracks.
Hmm.
And the gas pedal's in the middle or something, isn't it?
Say again?
The gas pedal, the throttle was in the middle or something, someone told me.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was another thing they did that they thought was rather clever. And it certainly makes it even more exciting.
Nick, before I get your view on the 2010 season, myself and Jay were chatting before we came on air. I think it was at the top of the show, actually. We know you've got quite a few fast cars.
Mm.
Before you tell us what ones you've got and your favourite, how many do you own?
You're not from the Inland Revenue, are you?
No, I listen, believe me, I hope they're not listening.
That's why I'm saying I'm in the Bahamas, they are listening.